This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show happy Saturday to you. Isn't this great if you're listening on Saturday on the replay for that record? But actually, you know, it's Tuesday afternoon, and we do have the great Armand Piot with me today, and it is going to be, and he's also going to tell me exactly how to pronounce his last name, because I think I just blew it, and I had it two ways in my brain, and I think I went the wrong direction. But before we go there, I want to talk about a couple things that are near and dear to my heart. I hope that you are joining the ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. I hope that you are going to GoPro, which is Eric Worre's huge event. Those are the two events that I really support. I love the Mastermind down by Al Schreider and Art Jonak. And the reason I'm saying all this is because I had somebody call me today that wanted to be on the show because they saw Armand was on there. And they said, oh, man, I am such a great speaker and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, well, where do you go? And he said, well, I speak at my company. I make a lot of money. And he was telling me how much money he made and how much of a hot shot and a whiz-bang he was. I said, well, good. Do you speak anywhere else? He goes, no. Eric Worre has never asked me to speak. Garrett McGrath has never asked me to speak. I said, well, do you attend those events? Art Jonak has never asked me to speak. I said, do you go to the events? No. Do you support outside events? No. Do you belong to the ANMP for $50 a year? No. Do you do anything to give back to this great profession? No. I said, well, guess what? I will make sure that we get you in the queue to let us know what a great speaker you are after all those people that are given back to the profession speak. Because those people should be in front. Because this profession is about giving back, not taking. And just because you're a great speaker doesn't really do us a whole lot of good. Because there's a lot of great speakers. We're looking for people that want to serve people. And there is a massive amount of difference. And even though the size of your paycheck tells you that you are an unbelievable network marketer, and probably your speaking skills and your skills in training and all those things, that really, really isn't the litmus test that I want to use to be on this show, on this radio show, or the skills that I want to see as far as in the world, because this is a business of service, and you need to get that. And the reason I love Armand is because I don't care where I go in the world, this crazy man is there too. And he is a big teddy bear, and he's always, quite frankly, scared me. Because he's so fun. And whether it was at the six-figure summit with Eric Worre, and he was sitting right behind me, and he took my picture, and it was so adorable, or at everything that I do as far as giving back to this profession, he's there, and he's actually written far bigger checks than I could ever write. So that's kind of the start on this guy. So then Eric Worre goes around the room, and he says, okay, who makes $10,000 a year? And people raise their hand. Who makes $100,000 a year? People raise their hand. Who makes $500,000 a year? People raise their hand. Who makes $1 million a year? People raise their hand. Who makes more than $1 million a year, like $2 million a year? It's a very small crowd. Over $5 million a year, much, much smaller crowd, over $10 million a year, one man standing, and it was Armand. And I'm telling you what, I about swallowed my cigar. But having had lunch with him last Saturday, I understand now what the attraction is in what this guy's doing, and I think the world of him. Armand, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic. How are you, Tom?
I am so fantastic. It's unbelievable. And I'm telling you what, getting to spend time with you on a scale of 1 to 10 was a 10. You never blinked. You just were gracious. You were so kind to Denise. You bought us the biggest, best lunch I've ever seen. You picked us up in your Rolls Royce. Denise had never even been in a Rolls Royce before. She couldn't get the door open. She thought the door was locked, and she's pulling on the thing. And all of a sudden, Armand said, you know, I hate to break it to you, Denise, but they're called suicide doors. And they open the other direction. And she'd never seen anything like that in her life. And she was like, she looked like a three-year-old kid. It was absolutely magnificent. But, yeah, Armand, good to have you aboard, man. And was it fun having lunch with us?
it was always fun to have you around. You know, every time we sit down, every time we talk, I think we both learn things that will help the profession. So to me, it's a phenomenal time. Anytime I can spend some time with you and Denise.
Yeah, so here's the deal. You have been in network marketing. You had dirt floors in your house. You were supporting your family. Tell people the story out of the gate about the Princess Whatever. I mean, that's where it all started. You guys, this guy started when he was a pup. Go ahead.
Well, you know, to me, you know, I didn't get to, I'm a person that never got to graduate from high school, not because, you know, I couldn't do the tests or do anything else. I was out working, and I had to work, you know, to help support the family and try to get us from not being kicked out of another apartment and another apartment and another apartment like my whole life has been. One of the things, you know, we even lived in a car at one point in our lives, and I think that was very dramatic for my mother, you know, and to the point she denies it, you know, and denies it all the time because of the same fact she hates, you know, anybody to remember her of that situation. But here's the deal. One time, you know, as I was always selling something, I was always selling candies or anything else at school that I can get, make some money. And all of a sudden, you know, my mom gets invited to this, home party. And she asked me to drive her. You know, when I drove her to that place, I stood in the back of the room. I was about 16 and a half by that time. And then all of a sudden, you know, when I'm looking and I'm watching and everything I'm seeing, I saw items that people were buying. And everybody that was in that room, for example, everybody that I saw in that room, they were people that could not pay the rent or did not have enough money or were poor. And they were all buying this stuff, you know, and I thought, you know, wow. How can people buy this stuff if they couldn't afford it? Yet, if they're buying it, that means it's worth something more than the value of it, you know, like a comic book, per se. You know, like I was very into comics at that time. So collector items were very, to me, you know, I was watching this happen, you know, as they were selling and as they were doing things. And to me, it was very amazing, and I wanted to be part of that. So I asked the lady that was in the front of the room, I asked her that, where could I buy this stuff? Never knew anything, you know, about what network marketing was, or never knew what the, you know, how stuff is sold or anything like that. I just knew I buy it wholesale. I sell it at retail. That's what I knew how to do. So I was asking her, where can I buy this at wholesale? And she says, so you know what? She hands me a flyer and a brochure. And she says, here's my name and number. Anything you need, you know, call me, you know, I'll get it for you. You know, so I don't think she took me for reals. I was pretty angry at the response. But, you know, a few weeks down the line, I was walking through this flea market. And as walking through the flea market, I saw this lady selling, you know, this stuff. And I would walk through the flea market because I was looking for items that I could resell and sell all that time. And so, but I saw this lady, and she had a table full of this stuff with the logo of that company right in front of, you know, of the table there. And one of the things is, you know, I approached her and I said, I want to sell this stuff. And I told her, if you will permit me and tell me where you buy this, he goes, I won't come into this flea market and sell anything. I promise. I will leave somewhere else, you know, and sell it. I wanted to go call after my mom's friends, people who I knew they were looking for this stuff. I knew they were going to buy it. I knew they were going to do a lot of different things. So the lady, you know, as this, she starts laughing and she brings up this big three-ring binder with Xerox copies of everything you can imagine that company had. So she brings it up, and she tells me, I have to sponsor you. And she started explaining what sponsoring was. And to me, being sponsored didn't sound like legit. It didn't sound real. It didn't. What do you mean, recruit me or actually sponsor me or anything like that? So she went through the conversation. She went through the steps. I said, okay, I'm in. You know, I wrote up. You know, I signed up. And I started my business, and basically what I did that was pretty different than everybody else, I knew I could not sell this stuff at home parties. I was too young. People wouldn't take me serious at 16. So what I did was I hired, you know, a flea of girls from my school. You know, we had a lot of friends, and we all went with our, you know, jerseys, our school logos, our school shirts and school jackets. And we went door to door and we started selling this stuff door to door, and we made a killing. I mean, literally I became the regional, top sales rep within a couple months. And so it was an incredible moment. I think we made a lot of money during that time and we kept growing. But that's how I was introduced really into network marketing. Yet at that point, I didn't know what network marketing was. And, you know, I just took it as a product to sell. and, you know, basically a product that I bought at wholesale and a product that I was going to sell. So we just took it door to door. Now, after that, I learned about network marketing when basically what I was doing wrong, you know, even though I was selling more than everybody else in this region, one thing that happened was that, you know, a gentleman approached me, which was one of the husbands of one of the top leaders in that company at a convention. And he approached me and goes, you know, you're doing everything correct. You're doing everything right. But the thing, one, your thing you're missing is residual income. And he's the first person actually, and I call him my first mentor, because he actually sat down and started, you know, on a napkin, putting down these circles and lines and circles and lines. And this is you. And this is how you do it. And the first time he started doing that. And to me, it just all made sense. For some reason, it just started making sense. I know a lot of people, when the first time you're approached with something, you know, some comp plan like that, you know, written down on a napkin, maybe you don't get it. But to me, everything started happening, started approach. See, for me, and I want you all to know this, is like, you know what, you know, there's a lot of people out there that play football and they're very good at it. They play baseball, they're very good at it. They play hockey, they're phenomenal at it, right? This is my sport. And I think I knew from the get-go business was going to be my sport.
And I agree with that 100%. It is your sport. And you take it on like that. And it's amazing to me what you said to me about your systems and the way that you're doing, you know, your five steps to the system. And we'll come back to that after the break. But it is so refreshing to talk to somebody at age 42 that has been in this business for so many years, that's more on fire about it, about the profession, than he's ever been in his life. He just opened up the country of Ghana, which is places to open up a network marketing business. And he didn't do it so much for the money. He did it for the people there. And when I was talking to him, he said, Tom, he said, I had to do it. I went there. I have a relationship with the president of that country, and I was able to do it so those people have the ability to come over here and make $30, because $30 to those people is thousands of dollars to us. And what's so cool about his attitude toward that is he believes it from his core. He doesn't think he's doing this thing for a paycheck. He's had a Rolls Royce for a very, very long time. He's had gigantic success for a very long time, although he's had gigantic failure along the way. But he's one of those guys like me and a few other people that don't, it doesn't faze him. I mean, this thing, that's just another opportunity to start over and get bigger and better. And we'll talk about that during the rest of the show. He's here for the whole show with us. We've got to take a break. And if you're watching this Facebook Live, it's kind of a fake break, because what we do is we act like we're going on break, but we don't really go on break, because we keep talking and I bring somebody in that kind of resembles me about 50 years younger. And we're coming back right after this with the Tom Chenault Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Back. This is the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I hope everybody's having a great day. We have got an unbelievable guest for you today talking about a guy who created an eight-figure income and several seven-figure incomes. And if you're trying to figure out what that means, eight figures is $10 million in a year. That is a lot of money. I know a lot of people that make $1 million a year, and that was Mount Everest to them. They got to the top, and they didn't think there was any lid. And what I need are mentors that have made $10 million, because I want to hit that goal. And every time I hit a goal, I need a new goal. And Armand's one guy that is in the stratosphere. But not only that, he's done it more than once. And that's just crazy, too. There's a kid watching this show that I want to talk about because we're going to have him on a future show. 18 years old, flew around the world. Yep. Around the world. So I met a friend of his friend. So then I ended up talking to his mother down in Australia. I contact mapped the heck out of him. And by the time it was over, I had figured out that this kid lived in Tennessee close to Bob Dickey, and he's continuing his career there, and we're going to get him on. But think about that. Flying around the world at age 18. Not many people do that on this planet. That's about like making $1 million or $10 million a year in network marketing like Armand. So that kid knows that we know he's on. And Armand, back to you. Ghana. We were talking about opening up Ghana. You did that because of your heart. You did that because you are all about helping people and sending the message. And why is that so important to you at a young age of 42, at age 67 like me? You know, I got to get some good karma because my expiration date is quickly approaching. But at 42, that's amazing.
Well, it's pretty simple, Tom. You know, I think I've grown in this network marketing arena for pretty much a long time, but I learned something during that time, the beginning stages, is that, you know, my main mentor myself is Jesus Christ. And basically, the way he's grown his network from himself to 12 and from 12 to billions right now, is the way I want to run a network marketing company. It's the way I want to, you know, run my network, you know, of people in anywhere you go. You know, he didn't do it trying to, you know, telling them they're going to make a lot of money. He's trying to help them. People that hate him, you know, there's a lot of people that may hate me for whatever reason it is. You know, I don't hate them, you know, and on and on. And the reaction and the pro reaction we have with everybody, I think, is what's going to help. Now with Ghana and a lot of third world nations that, you know, we've opened up with, you know, and I've tried to open up and put a building in. And one of the things that you will see from our part is that we're not, you know, I don't want to ever say I'm open in a country and it's just a little block in the wall with paint on it and some stickers and we call it an office. We literally got a building in Ghana. To get a building, you have to prepay the building for, I believe it was 3 years. And we have to do stuff like this to be able to get in there. Now, one of the things is why Ghana, why, you know, for example, why Peru, why Colombia, why Ecuador, why Bolivia, you know, why Guatemala, El Salvador, or any of these countries, is because I'll tell you what, the one thing that I learned is like, again, I'll go back to retention. Retention is the key to success, I think, in any company. It doesn't matter if it's McDonald's. It doesn't matter if it's a network marketing company. The more retention you have, the better the business you have. And then if you have growth alongside that retention and the retention is growing, then you have a true business. See, so one of the things that I learned very young in my career is basically that if I can get somebody to make, let's just say, $100 a week, that's not, here in the United States, it might not be a lot of money. People go, well, that may not even be good part-time money. But in any of these places around the world, guess what happens? They become full-time. Why do they become full-time? Because now they can feed their kids. Now they can put clothes on them. Now they can get shoes for them. Now they can take them to school. Because school costs in other parts of the world. Even elementary school costs. It's not free in a lot of places. So if you can afford to take these kids to better their lives, to help them put food on the table, guess what? We're doing our job. As a matter of fact, a lot of people go, Armand, why do you strive so much? Look, I've almost died a couple times, and literally died, and it's just another story to tell another day. But I always thought of myself saying, look, if I want a legacy, what will my legacy be? And I think, and I can tell you with all my heart, my friends, I don't want my tombstone to read how many millions I've earned through my career, because there's a lot of millions there, but it's not the millions or billions that Bill Gates makes or Warren Buffett or a lot of the great people that are out there, you know, Ibizio, you know, he's making a lot of money now, you know. Now, but I do want my tombstone to read how many millions of people we've helped. Okay. And I don't pretend that I want to make you know, a lot of millionaires, you know, billionaires will come in no matter where we're at or how we're helping. But here's the key factors. How many people we're helping around the world? Because if we're helping people, you know, there's a saying in the Bible that everybody hears all the time and says, you can give somebody a fish. You know, we can donate a lot of money to a lot of people so we can feed them and we can clothe them and we can do a lot of different things. But isn't it better to show them how to fish so they don't have to depend on us the rest of their life? And that's what we're out for.
All right, man. We're going to take another break. This is the Genesis Communication Network. And just hang around and listen to some commercials for a second. We've got Armand with us. Ted Anderson, thank you for my life. We'll be back right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
They should be looking at Bruce Orr and his wife, Nellie, for dealing with, by the way, indirectly, Russians. They should be looking at Steele.
President Trump reportedly looking to revoke security clearances of Obama-era employees at the Justice Department. The president speaking about this topic with reporters on the White House lawn.
Mr. President, what do you say to those who say you're trying to silence your critics by taking away the clearances?
If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice.
After taking John Brennan's clearance away.
I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect. And Senator Burr said it best. If you knew anything, why didn't you report it when you were before all of these committees?
And former First Lady Rosalynn Carter celebrating her birthday today. She is 91 years old. At the Carter Library in Atlanta, you can sign her birthday card. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show on the Radio Colorado Network and Genesis Communication Network. It is a great, great day. I hope you're having fun. And this Armand is amazing. He's got a heart this big. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about GoPro and how it is absolutely so important. And this morning, I listened to Grant Cardone talking about the banks and why they want you to save your money so they can spend it. And it was in the most – Eric's got a new podcast that is going to blow your mind. So you go to Network Marketing Pro Podcasts, not Eric Worre Podcast. I looked for that and some poser was there. But at the end of the day, go to Network Marketing Pro Podcasts. And I am telling you, this first one that he's got up with Grant Cardone, it's long. Because I, as you know, I walked to my AA meeting in the morning. That was me walking. And at that, so I only got to, so I didn't get it all, I didn't get it all in. It was too cool and too long, so I didn't get to hear it all. But for those of you that love Eric, that love unbelievable content, that love Grant Cardone, you got to listen to this, man. It lit me up. So that's just a plug for Eric Worre, the great GoPro event, and his new podcast, and the fact that he just got to interview Larry King, which is even cooler than cool. So back to you, Armand, talking. And Eric just said the same thing I said. And it was such a huge, huge revelation to me. I knew you from afar. You and I have spent a little bit of time having lunch with you. Might have been a life-changing experience. And here's a guy 25 years younger than me that I learned so much from, who has got such humility, such passion, such energy. It's unbelievable. And what you give back to the ANMP, what you give back to GoPro, what you give back to everything you can do in your life is just absolutely the best thing ever. So back to you, Armand. Why are you that way? I mean, what the heck happened? How'd you end up like this?
Well, you know, one of the things that I realized very young in the business is that, you know, a lot of people need training. And the reason a lot of people are not successful in network marketing is giving the industry of network marketing a bad taste in people's mouth is because people don't get trained. If you were to become a mechanic, you will be trained. If you're going to become a cook at McDonald's, you're going to be trained. You know, and so the more you're trained, the better you get. And that's one of the things that people have to understand. Even at conventions, you know, a lot of these company conventions that people are having, phenomenal companies, and I've never, you will never hear me talking negative of a company in network marketing, because you know every single one of them are working hard. Every single owner is working their butts off to really make something happen, and you know their dreams happen and their products happen, which are most of them are phenomenal. But here's the deal, you know, one of the things that you know I understood is that every time I attended or you know a convention of sorts, no matter what company it was. One thing that I saw is that it was the same, like a Super Saturday, the same people up, they said the comp plan, the same training, the same fast start training, the same everything that they did. And then all of a sudden everybody went home. It's just the bigger leaders did that training instead of the, you know, the same state of, you know, the regular people who would do it at a Super Saturday. So to me, it was an eye opener. One, you know, somebody told me about GoPro and I attended one of these events years ago. And the first time I think I met Eric Worre at that same time. And I've heard of Eric, and I've heard about a little different things, you know, and learning. That's the best point. I sat in that place, and I sat in the front row, I remember. And as I was sitting, you know, I was listening to all these trainers from all these multiple companies and everything else. And to myself, I go, this is what we need. This is exactly what we need. Teach the best of the best and let them teach. It's just, you know, we are generic. If we, you know, you have to. Let me just step back a little bit, is that we have to acknowledge that we are a industry of companies, okay, that yeah. want to do the same thing. You know, we are not competing against each other, and people have to stop thinking that you're competing. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of my best friends, they're leaders in other companies. A lot of, you know, the people that I love to hang around with, have lunch with, they're the top earners in other companies. Why? Not because I'm trying to recruit them, because they're unrecruitable either way. So that's not even going to happen. But here's the thing, and this is, I want you to understand this, is that these relationships of leaders, you know, that make the top money, who else would I like, for example, as a top earner in a company, who else would I talk to? I can't talk to my downline and say, you know what, I feel this is the wrong part or this is the wrong thing to do. I would talk to an equal, for example, like Tom, and say, Tom, how would you know, what if this happened? What would you do? And, you know, and I would get some ideas off of him and bounce things off and try to grow each other's companies pretty strong. Now, an event like GoPro, to me, it was like godsend. Why? Because as I sat there and I listened to all these high earners stand on stage and teach the art. You know, that's all we want. Teach the art. Guess what? Everybody gets to take it back and go to their own studios and draw their own work. That's all it is. You teach the work. You teach the artwork. Let them go and make millions wherever they want to go. You know what? It's not about the companies, and it's not about the products. It's about you. This is a people's industry. And that's what people have to understand, is that the better the industry is, the healthier it is, and we're not fighting against each other, the healthier we are united. Basically, it doesn't matter what company you're from and everything else. Guess what? The bigger the people and the governments are going to look at us, and they're going to say, you know what? You are a legit, you know, industry, just like anything else out there. I know many of you know that McDonald's and Burger King's are right across the street from each other. They're competing companies, but at the same time, they're franchises. And guess what? As franchises, they may be the owners of the bull franchise. They may be owner. They may be friends. So, and that's a phenomenal, phenomenal way to look at it, I think.
You actually had a conversation with me, a collaboration of companies, not going from scarcity, but having companies understand that even the companies could get together and do something like fill up, like, Mile High Stadium, Invesco Stadium, and, you know, almost like just all the companies saying, holy cow, let's get all these great people together, educate and train and inspire the heck out of them, and then everybody go across the street to their own mini convention for their own people. But you are so about that lack of scarcity and creating a better world on this profession where we aren't shooting each other from within. That is the brilliance of what this is. And more owners like you, more big leaders like you are what we need, because everybody else is trying to steal other people's people, and it's just yucky. And what we need to do is basically collaborate and expose those people that are trying to do that, so we can get those guys off the map and out of our hair, and have those guys understand that that is not the way to do it. So we got to continually clean out the bad apples, but we have apples, and show people the right way is the best way, and it's actually the only way, right, Armand?
That's the only way, my friend.
I agree with you. I agree with me. And so that's that. So talk about systems. I mean, you see people making so much money that are staying inside of a system. And you said a great line about systems, and I can't remember what it was. I do have it in my notes, but I'd have to, because I have so many notes on you, I'd have to read and find it. But you talked about the fact that staying inside of a culture and a system, that is the way to get there from here. And lots of people have great stuff, but if they're taking people every hither, thither, and yon, they are all dead. You've got to follow. You got to build a culture, have a system, right?
Definitely. Well, the systems can be very small and minute. It has to be simple. And everything that you do, it would have to, I think, you know, and the way you, the culture you have to build is people being able to make money. You know, a lot of things is like, for example, retention. Retention is the biggest thing for me in any company. I don't care if you're the owner or if you're a distributor. Retention means, you know, how much income is coming in. And it means, you know, the stability of the company itself. Retention is a big deal for me. So, you know, to me is, how do you gain retention? There's only two ways. You have to have a phenomenal product that people say, you know what, I don't even need an auto ship. I'm going to buy it anyway. You know, you don't have to force me. You know, I'll get it anyway. That's a phenomenal product. Number two is people have to make money. And the problem is that people, you know, usually recruit people in this industry, unfortunately. And the very first thing they do is they you get your pack, and then nobody answers the phone no more. And they don't know how to sell this stuff. They don't know how to move this stuff. All they can do is drink it themselves or take it themselves and everything else. And what, at the end of it, they think they lost money. They didn't see the effort or the beauty in the product. I mean, they just saw they lost the money and they didn't make any money, as everybody else was talking about. So one of the things is teaching people a simple system. And I have a 5-step system that basically helps anybody. I don't care what industry, I don't care what company, I don't care what else you're doing around that helps, you know, and stimulates everybody else. I stick to 5 steps. Number one, people have to have product. Number two, people have to go and cold market, you know, go after people, you know, and look for people, you know, prospect out there, cold market. And that's a key, cold market, not warm market. Number three, follow up. Yeah, like we're talking about the follow up systems and everything else that are out there. And number four, we talk about, sorting people. Sorting makes millionaires. I've always been taught that from the very beginning, and I've always learned how to sort people. Number five, obviously duplication. So when we go through these five steps, basically, I teach people, number one, you must have product. You're not going to be an open, you know, an empty store walking around only buying the minimum product that your company needs. Why? Because if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I want that, coffee, capsule, tea, or whatever it is that you sell, you know, water, whatever it is, chocolate, doesn't matter. What, you know, let's just say somebody comes and you go, I don't have it. The first thing they do, because we live in a cell phone with internet society, they're going to go on and they're going to look for it, and some they're going to buy it from somebody else because you gave them that interest. So you must have product on hand all the time. And that's a key factor for me. And it's not like I want great salespeople. That's not the key. But to prospect correctly, people must try the product and make sure they fall in love with it.
How cool is that? So you got the five steps. I know they posted them on the wall. Pamela Ann Schwartz, we've got like a stenographer. Girl went to Harvard. She is a rock star in her own rank. And what she does is she stays in the comments and makes sure that if something gets mentioned, it gets dropped into the comments, which is unbelievable. I see the man who made the ANMP. We not only had Eric Worre on here and Angel Fletcher, but I just saw Sean Murphy, who is one of the unbelievable. He's like you. You'd never believe a guy could be that good a guy until you meet him in person and realize the guy is all heart like you, Armand. Don't you just love the Angels and the Erics and the Shawns of the world that all they do is give back?
Not only do they give back, but the training, basically, people give at these events, I think is life-changing training. Because here's one thing that I have to tell you, and it's a secret of mine, is that I can train people, and I can train people very well. I think I'm good at training people, just my personal opinion. But not everybody is going to get my training. But if I have an Angel Fletcher, for example, training on stage, and she's phenomenal on stage, it doesn't matter. You know, she's a different company, but my people can relate to her. Guess what? It helps me. So the more people you have on stage.
We're going to come back to that in 2 seconds. Hold that thought. We're going to take another break.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And we're back. We're back with Armand, and I am telling you, we just had Marianne Niehaus, who's a rock star in her own right, but I'll tell you, I love this guy. And I want you to understand that, you know, he was talking about using Angel Fletcher as somebody that he uses as a training mentor. And whatever you're not good at, there is somebody out there that's great at it. And the cool thing about this business is you can piggyback upon all that. And you can really get good by osmosis with these people, but you have to be committed that you are on a lifelong learning initiative. And if you do that, you're going to go to GoPro. You're going to go to the ANMP. You're going to go to those places. And the next thing you know, people are going to be calling you on the phone saying, would you like to be on a panel there? And then they're going to say, would you like to speak there? And you're not going to believe it, because you came from the same class. You know, I was homeless. I was at the end of the rope. I had a dollar to my name. And to be where I am now from where I was is unbelievable. But those stories are what make the day in network marketing. Right, Armand?
That is true. That is true. And I mean, I've seen so many of these stories, you know, from people in this industry change their lives, 360, percent. It's incredible the growth that I've seen through network marketing, what network marketing can do for a lot of people. Again, one of the things that I want to point out, though, is that, you know, a lot of people that are in the industry, there's a lot of ego out here. And that can stop you from growth as much as people don't understand. And one of the things that you have to know is, like, for myself, I would step off the stage and let all the superstars take care of it. Why? Because it does the same job, you know. And if I can get, for example, like we're talking about Angel Fletcher right now, you know, a powerful woman standing in front of the room, you know, and I you can see it in people's eyes around you when they're listening. Guess what? You want that, you know, for your team. You want them to listen to that and learn from that. It's amazing. You know, you got a lot of different people that are out there that are just phenomenal, like an Eric Warrior. You know, we became friends, and I think we became great friends to the point that, you know, he's done some things for us, you know, our company.
Oh, that is,
I can't thank him enough.
Marianne, I interrupted him. Eric showed up out of the sky blue, no money, all heart, walked in, stood up in the front of the room, killed it in a training for free, never plugged GoPro the book, never plugged GoPro the event, never plugged anything, just walked in, knocked the cover off the ball, hit a grand slam, and walked back out and sat in the crowd. I heard about that. He did that for months too, now that I think about it. Unbelievable. So sorry to interrupt you, but that's extraordinary. This guy gets $75,000 an hour. Go ahead.
Or more. But the thing is, you know what? The relationships, you know, and all I did was, you know, contact him and says, you know, Eric, you know, because we know we're friends, and basically, what's the possibility that you can drop by? We're in your neighborhood, you know? But to me, that meant so much, more than anything that you can think about, because now I do anything for him. And not that I wouldn't have before. I mean, I would always do anything for GoPro. I would always do anything for that I needed to do. But to have him show up really and no interest and beneficial interest for himself to do it. He just came in, blow the roof right off the convention center, and it was just a phenomenal training. To me, that's what friendships mean, man. And guess what? I would do that for a lot of different companies, you know, a lot of different people. And I would do that for anyone also, you know, because guess what? When we build these relationships, the more relationships you have like this, you know, the more relationships you have like me and Tom, like, you know, like a lot of key leaders that are out there, you know, and myself, is that, you know, you have this reach that will help propel no matter what you're doing into the next level.
And you get out of your own company and give it back to the world. And maybe they don't know about you today, but if you're as good as you think you are, and if you're as good as your paycheck is trying to tell you you are, then somebody's going to notice if you get out of your own backyard and go out and start serving the world and doing a walk-on like Eric. Or, you know, Armand, did I not tell you I'd go to Ghana with you for free?
Definitely.
I'd go to Ghana. I would do that because my heart, you guys know this. I am all about the littlest of the little, not the biggest of the big. I think I could make a difference over there. And I know that he is doing that for those people that have no hope. And to give somebody a tiny bit of hope with no hope, that's what's going to get me to the pearly gates. I'm getting close. I got to do stuff like that. So, Armand, I love you. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, man. You are truly, truly one of a kind. Dyed in the wool network marketer. I want to ask you one more question. You've had to start over more than once, and lots of people watching this have either never started or are starting over, and they're thinking they're too old, they're too this, they're too that. I'll tell you one thing right now. This something happens to my company, no problem. I just change my jersey and I put my spikes back on and I get back on the field because I've got the talent, I've got the skills, I've got the gift of desperation. I can do it. Aren't you the same way?
I'm always been the same way. As a matter of fact, in the last company, there was a different point of view how we wanted to take the company between the ownership and myself, and I literally left an eight-figure income to start from zero. And most people will say, you're crazy, you're nuts. But guess what? Sometimes you have to do that because you're not afraid to. See, I'm not afraid to start from zero at any point in my life. And I can start over at any point, and I know I'll get it back to seven figures or eight figures or even more. Why? Because we already know the way. We already know the road. And that's why it's very important for me that people start learning from people who've actually made it to that, how to become a seven-figure earner, that it was a seven-figure earner that is training.
Right, hold on one second, just one second. Okay, we're going to be back next week on the Tom Chenault Show. Thanks for listening.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.